Here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Gracie, let me see your pen. I've been keeping a tally of the people who say they listen to the AM signal versus those who say they listen on the FM signal, because we have 92.3 FM, we have 95.3 FM, and then we have... We actually technically also have HD3, 98.7 HD3.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's not one we're really like out there broadcasting a whole lot. But if you have an HD radio, we're on 98.7 HD3 too. But so we have 92.3 on the FM, 95.3 on the FM, and we have AM 1620. And... more and more cars are starting to phase out the AM radio. And seven former FEMA transportation secretary or FEMA administrators have sent a letter to the transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, and said, you need to stop this from happening. AM radio is critical to sending out emergency alerts and emergency information. And so you can't, you know, you don't need to be having it phase out of vehicles. And so I was like, hey, what do you listen to it on? AM, FM, or, oh, here's another one. Here's a new one. I only listen on the app out here in Perdido Key. Actually, I got to say, I probably listen more on the app than I do on any of it. So, yeah, there, I'll do that one. App. One. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Top three stories here for you, and then they're getting a couple other things here. Eli Lilly has cut insulin prices down 70%. They're going to cap it at $35 a month. We already got one text from somebody that says their insulin is closer to $900 a month. So capping it at $35 a month would be, I mean, it's a windfall for them. It'd be amazing. CDC is warning about a rise of an almost untreatable stomach bug infection, and TikTok is going to limit those under the age of 18 to 60 minutes of screen time per day. It's been one of the big stories we've talked about throughout the day here. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110, not showing anything to slow you down. Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, still have some slow traffic. That's going to be in the eastbound direction as you are getting into Pace. 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, check-in and clear. And our slowdowns throughout Windhaven Beach into Navarre also looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, I got a text. There says the AM signal does not reach Milton. Got to get it on 92.3. I believe on Milton you can get it on 95.3 too, as well. 95.3 at also. I shouldn't say 95.32. 95.32, 5, 6, 7, 8, 16, 27. No, 95.3 also. My bad. There's a, Bobby, if I'm not mistaken, AM radio contains more independent conservative and religious broadcasts. Maybe that's another reason why they make the AM obsolete. Definitely still does, throughout the country. AM radio, as far as content goes, is going through a little bit of a transition period right now. Because a lot of talk radio even has gone over to the FM side of things. Even sports talk radio has gone over to the FM side of things. And so, you know, picking up, if you drive around the country and you try to pick up sports games or sports talk or regular conservative talk, a lot of it's switched over to the FM side of things now. And so AM is kind of going through a little bit of an identity crisis, like, okay, what do we do now? What are we for? I've seen a lot of stations go into foreign language stations, like Russian radio, Espanol radio, all these other types of things. I've seen different talk formats now, which are like long form, like the old style Lone Ranger type of thing, where it's like a series, like a serial that's being run. AM radio is going through a little bit of transition when it comes to content wise, but you know what it's always there for? Emergency alerts. Emergency alerts and storm coverage and things like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. I saw this too. I was meant to bring this up earlier. KFC is bringing back its one of its more popular sandwiches that it had in the past. It's the KFC Double Down. Gracie, do you know what the KFC Double Down is?
I've never heard of that before.
Came out in 2010.
Okay.
So it was a bit ago. It was that long ago, and it is still fresh in my mind. And I cannot wait for it.
Can you taste it when you say it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The KFC Double Down, if you don't recall, is where the buns are the KFC chicken. And then in between the KFC chicken is cheese, some sauce, and bacon. It's a heart attack. But it's so good.
It looks delicious.
So wonderful. They came out a limited time. They sold like 10 million of them. Everybody was like, oh, yeah, they're bringing it back. March 6th, they'll be out for a limited time. So, oh boy. KFC Double Down and back. They're like, well, that was almost a bad joke. I caught myself about COVID and number of people dying, and we didn't kill off enough people. Let's come out with KFC Double Down and do it more. But I'm telling you, it's so good. So worth it. Oh, man. So good. yeah. that's for you, Kate.
I was
you,
10. I couldn't drive to KFC by myself, but.
No, that's true. Yes. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. I still like to know, do you listen to us on the AM dial? Do you listen to us on the FM dial? Just text in 850-437-1620. I got a little running tally right now. Right now, the AM is leading. The AM is leading just by a little bit. So the app, listening app on the app mostly, that's losing. But it's still there. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable. Pet's call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So I got a couple of other stories I want to share pertaining to the country being divided here in about 6 minutes. First, let me tell you about Leap for Change. So Leap for Change projects, this is two class projects. It's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the projects and to donate, go to newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. A man is wanted for impersonating a police officer and exposing himself to a woman. Tampa police yesterday released a video of the suspect at the Ramada Inn on West Shore Boulevard. Last week, the man allegedly showed a woman a fake police badge, pulled her into a stairwell, and exposed herself. Police say the woman pushed him away and ran for safety. Pensacola Bay City Ferry cruises are set to return this coming Saturday. With Saturday service between downtown Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Fort Pickens, it offers a fun alternative travel method with beautiful views of Pensacola Bay, bike and scooter rentals, cycle racks, storage areas, and free shuttles by numerous businesses make it easy to enjoy what downtown Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Fort Pickens have to offer. Many destinations are within walking distance of the ferry dock, so those wanting to explore the area on foot have a variety of options to choose from. And all-day free parking is available at each of the departure sites. And finally, Bobby, a van crashed into the Waffle House in Escambia County earlier today, the new drive-thru. It happened at the Waffle House on Brent Lane just before noon. Van crashed through the front glass, coming to a rest halfway inside the building. They still haven't released any information on what caused the crash or if there were injuries.
We're seeing this happen every now and then where somebody crashes into a building. It always makes me wonder, like, how can you get to the point where you just didn't hit the brakes?
Right.
Like, you got to hit a curb. You got to hit, you know, maybe a parking thing that was in the way. Like, were you just that intoxicated, not paying attention? Like, I don't know.
They were watching TikTok videos.
TikTok.
Boom.
TikTok is what it was. Yeah. Going with the TikToks. At some point, you got to think, like, man, what's the... What's it going to take for you to, like, wake up and I'm like, I got to hit the brakes?
Right. Now? I mean, I like my car.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to hit the brakes.
Yeah. As soon as you hit the curb, you're like, something went wrong here. I think I'm going to stop now.
Right.
So you're either speeding to the point where, like, even when you're hitting your brakes, it's still gone. But, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a very bizarre situation right there. So happening with the
I just pay too much for my vehicle to just crash it through.
Crash it through, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I did have a friend who was telling me he always wished that he could get a, just like an old 1960s or 70s steel beast, you know?
Right.
Just to let out his road rage. You know, like, because, you know, it's not, there's no crumple zones on those old cars.
No, there's not.
So, so now you let your road rage out, your car's totaled.
Right.
You know, you can't do that. So, I'm just kidding. I'm not advocating for road rage.
No, not at all.
It was just a joke. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Pine Forest, Blue Angel, and Gulf Beach. And even our slowdowns on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, are clearing up a good bit. So really no reason for road rage this evening. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give me a call to 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Coming up here next, speaking of road rage, it feels like we need a common enemy. And so we're going to talk about that coming up here next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. First of all, thank you for texting us. I was asking, how do you listen? Do you listen on the AM signal on 1620? Do you listen on the FM signal, either 92.3 or 95.3 or even the app? And so it's pretty close to a tie between the AM and the FM, and then the app gets left behind. So I appreciate you texting in that. I saw a report, a survey, 40% of Americans think that the country is severely divided. 40%. Honestly, my first thought of that was, that number's not right. Number's got to be a lot higher. But no, it makes sense, actually. You know, I've often stated there's about 20% of people who are just adamant, like far left, not even far left, just adamant left-wing politics that they look at the right like they're their enemy. And there's about 20% of the country that looks like the left, that they're their enemy. And then there's a mix in between they lean right, but they don't look at the other side like they're their enemy. They lean left, but they don't look at the other side like they're the enemy. And then there's a whole bunch of the country that just doesn't even care. You know, like, what's on The View? What's on, you know, what's going on in entertainment? What's going on TikTok? What's going on? They don't even care. So I was like, yeah, 40% is probably right. But you know what? That's still a pretty significant number. And 40% thinks that we're severely divided. So I was like, you know what we need? We need a common enemy that we can all rally behind. But Russia's not, they're not bad enough. China's not bad enough. We need a common, zombies. We need a zombie. And we need a zombie apocalypse. This will bring us all together. And I saw a survey that 54% of us believe that we could fight in a zombie apocalypse and that we have the skills to be able to survive. Sorry, 53%. There is 47% are like, no, they're zombies. I'll be the first to go. Oh, boy. One in 10 think that there will be zombies one day. 10% of the population is like, no, it's coming. Now, 24% of us, so that's higher than the percentage of people who are sure that we're going to have zombies. 24% think it's still okay to prepare for zombies. So that means there's like another 15% who are like, look, I'm not positive we're going to have zombies, but I'm going to be prepared just in case. 11% think the zombies already exist. There's some jokes in there about Biden, but I'll leave it alone. Top weapons we'd want to have: a shotgun, a handgun, a bat, a machete, crossbow, sword, axe, knife, and grenade. People are making plans, man. They're like...
Do you have a weapon of choice if there was a zombie apocalypse?
Machete, yeah. I've already got two machetes.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what it'd be. You run out of ammunition with the guns. I'm not running out of ammunition with my arm.
What is News Radio 92.3? Informative, local, and dependable news from WEAR-TV and the News Radio News team. Informative, local, and dependable talk with Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, and Bobby Rossi. Informative, local, and dependable traffic with Traffic on the Fives during your morning and afternoon drive. Informative, local, and dependable weather. Informative, local, and dependable coverage of breaking news and when disasters strike. That's what News Radio 92.3 is. Informative, local, dependable.
On the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you've been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So coming up here in about 10 minutes, we're going to get another quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom, and we got a couple lighter stories for you. And we got today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up here in a few minutes as well. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. TikTok is going to limit those under the age of 18 to 60 minutes of screen time per day. Then the CDC is warning about the rise in an almost untreatable stomach bug infection. And Eli Lilly, the drug maker, is cutting insulin prices nearly 70%. It's going to max at $35 per month, which would be a tremendous relief to many individuals. If you'd like to weigh in on any of those top three stories, you can text 850-437-1620. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NCAA men's basketball is underway right now on FS1. Number 19 Xavier is beating number 20 Providence by 6 points. The second half just started. ESPN2 has Auburn beating number 2 Alabama by 8 points right now. So a little upset brewing right there. Got a long ways to go left in the game, though. Number 23 Kentucky is beating Vanderbilt by five points. Number 21, Maryland, is losing to Ohio State by 5 points. That's on the Big Ten Network. Number 14, UConn, is crushing DePaul 44-13. Number 25, Pitt, is getting beat by Notre Dame by 6 points. Coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN2, it's number 9, Texas Longhorns, taking on number 22, TCU. Then in NCAA women's basketball earlier today, number 19, UCLA, beat Arizona State in overtime. Wake Forest beat Virginia. And West Virginia is getting beat by Oklahoma. Let's see. Oklahoma State's leading West Virginia by 4 points. Number 16, Oklahoma, is beating Kansas State by 16. Number 25, South Florida, is beating Cincinnati 43-25. And Toledo is beating, no, Kent State is beating Toledo 30-22. Bowling Green State beat Ball State 81-76 in overtime a little bit earlier today as well. In the NBA, you got a few games underway already. Phoenix Suns are beating the Charlotte Hornets 34-26, and this is Kevin Durant's debut. Chicago Bulls are beating the Detroit Pistons 43-38. And the game is going to be tipping off any minute now between the Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That game will be on ESPN. The late game on ESPN will be the New Orleans Pelicans playing the Portland Trailblazers right around 9 o'clock. On TNT, you can check out NHL hockey. The Rangers lead the Flyers 1-0 already, just the start of the first period. So getting off with an early lead. When that game is over on TNT, you can check out Carolina playing Las Vegas. Then in the top stories in sports, one of the big stories here is that Daniel Snyder, the owner of the Washington Commanders, his future, as far as an owner goes, is on the agenda for the league committee meetings. Ravens general manager says that he's optimistic that the team could get a deal done with quarterback Lamar Jackson before the start of the season. Aaron Rodgers came out of his darkness retreat and has been kind of vague on his future. Quote, all the answers are right inside of me, end quote. Well, duh. Judge, okay, some of, not Mike Flores. I forgot his name. But he's the former coach for the Dolphins who's suing the Dolphins. He's suing the NFL. He's suing other teams for discrimination in their hiring practices. And an arrest warrant was issued for Jalen Carter, the number one pick in the NFL draft for a deadly crash. I've got a couple more stories about that or a couple more insight on that. Vanessa Bryant, Kobe Bryant's widow, settles the remaining claims over Kobe Bryant's crash site photos for $28.9 million. So Jalen Carter, the top NFL draft pick, has now been charged with racing in a fatal crash. So he's been charged with reckless driving and racing with a crash that killed a teammate and recruiting staff member. The arrest warrant was issued today, and I guess he was driving a Jeep Trackhawk. He was racing against a Ford Expedition, but driven by the recruiting staffer. And the accident happened on January 15th. And so this is what's going down with this whole thing. He, Jalen Carter, is in Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine. He's slated to be, if not the top draft pick, one of the top draft picks. So, oh boy. He released a statement. This morning I received a telephone call from Athens, Georgia Police Department informing me that two misdemeanor warrants have been issued against me for reckless driving and racing. Numerous media reports have also circulated this morning containing inaccurate information concerning the tragic events of January 15th. It is my intention to return to Athens to answer the misdemeanor charges against me and to make certain that the complete an accurate truth is presented. There is no question in my mind that when all of these facts are fully known, I will be fully exonerated of any criminal wrongdoing. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. Our slowdowns on Highway 90 have cleared up as well as 29. And if you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I got a text here. Bobby, can you please do a PSA? Driving a car 101? Inform drivers crossing the 3-mile bridge headed to Gulf Breeze that the left lane is not supposed to yield to traffic coming onto the bridge from 17th Avenue. The drivers from 17th Avenue are supposed to yield to the drivers. Sorry to say, but WTF. Yeah, I know. It's just the driving way. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
So, you know the video game Pokemon Go that you can download on your phone? Pokemon Go is, I'm vaguely familiar with it. I've not downloaded or played with it myself, but I've known people who have, and you're supposed to, like, walk around your neighborhood, around a park or something like that, and on the app, it has this virtual experience. You look through the app, and you can actually see, like, Pokemon characters that you can't see with your naked eye. You got to have the app in order to be able to see them. They're invisible unless you have the app. And then when you see these characters, you're able to capture them and get points and stuff like that. Pokemon Go. And the whole concept with it was to help you, you know, play a video game but be on the move at the same time. So Pokemon has announced a new video game, Pokemon Sleep. It's for the people who sleepwalk. They'll be able to go ahead. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about. It's essentially a sleep tracker. But I don't get it. Because when I first read it and it said it's Pokemon Sleep, it's a sleep tracker. Okay, fine. But then this part. Quote, where you interact with Pokemon in the app by sleeping. End quote. I'm like, wait, what? Depending on how you sleep, it's divided into three types. Dozing, snoozing, or slumbering. Depending on how you're sleeping, you'll attract different kinds of creatures. This seems very weird to me. So you're going to be playing with... It's like, I got to go back to bed. Why? I didn't capture enough Pokemon. I got to go back to sleep. Is that what this...
So then you wake up and you see which Pokemon that you got from the kind of sleep you had?
But based on the kind of sleep that you got. That's what I believe it is, yeah. So, like the other one was encouraging people to get on the go, to get move and like walk around your neighborhood, walk around a park, stuff like that, to get some exercise, to capture Pokemon, this one's going to encourage you to just get back to sleep. If you're like, why did you sleep 18 hours yesterday? I didn't catch enough Pokemon. I still didn't catch the rare one. I don't know what that means, but
it really sounds like an idea where you have run out of so many ideas.
Yeah.
That you're just trying to make something.
As it is, the people I know who play Pokemon Go rarely walk. They drive around in their car and try to go and like get to a place like, pull closer. So I'm not sure how well. Oh, Pokemon Sleep. There you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, going to get a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom. And, I got the keys to a happy life. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here in just a couple minutes here. A psychologist from Finland says, hey, Finland is consistently ranked the top, like, happiest country in the world. I'm going to tell you three things that Finns don't do that help us be happy. So we'll cover that coming up here shortly. First, let's go over to John Pickens over in the newsroom. John, what's up in the news?
Well, emergency SNAP benefits are ending today. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program provides food benefits to more than 40 million.
SNAP.
Yes, yeah, SNAP. Yes, SNAP, okay. I know.
Did they even use SNAP anymore as an expression for the youngsters? Probably not.
I've been told not to.
Yeah, okay.
My 15-year-old said not to.
Said don't use that anymore.
I don't think I've ever used it.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Those benefits were increased during the COVID pandemic. The emergency allotments for SNAP recipients ended in Florida in 2021, but Alabama and 34 other states will still be providing them. Families that were receiving the emergency SNAP benefits could see their food assistance cut by $95 a month. Mm-hmm. The third pit bull involved in the deadly attack on a 60-year-old man on Norris Avenue last week has now been taken into custody of Escambia County Animal Control. Deputies were able to make contact with the dog's owner on Tuesday. The other two dogs have already been taken into custody, and one was later euthanized. One was shot after showing aggression toward a deputy. The investigation into the fatal dog attack is still ongoing, and so far no charges have been filed against the dog's owner. And finally, Bobby, a Louisiana woman is under arrest for allegedly selling drugs out of her ice cream truck. Ding, ding, as it goes down the road. You know the music. The cops in suburban New Orleans pulled over the converted school bus this week for expired tags and no brake lights. Inside, they found melted ice cream in the freezer and a huge stash of meth. Tamisha Morin, who ran Tammy's Ice Cream and Sweet Treats, was arrested and the truck was impounded. Slidell police do not believe any children were exposed to the drugs.
I'm with you, though. I think I don't know which is more outrageous, that there was drugs in this van or that the ice cream was melted.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's important.
It's important. It's like, you know what? Look, you're running your little illegal drug operation out of this van. I get it. That's obviously for adults and stuff. But, you know, kids are hearing the little ding-a-ling-a-ling, and they're going to come running out to the street, and they're going to want some ice cream, and nothing. So you're going to be disappointed, crushing the hearts of children everywhere.
And, you know, the criminal's pretty dumb. I know this criminal was making money. Fix your brake lights.
Fix the brake lights.
Yes. Expired tags. Come on.
It's easy stuff.
I mean, you would get pulled over.
Yeah.
And business goes on.
Yeah, business goes on. and to keep children happy.
Uh-huh. And adults happy all at the same time.
Oh, boy. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Aruba is hiring the world's easiest job. Their weather person. That's right. They said Aruba is looking for people to apply to become the island's weather person for a week. And they say it's pretty easy because the temperatures pretty much stay around 80 degrees year round. And all you got to do is submit a 30-second video of you showing you how you would report Aruba's weather if you were to get the coveted position. The lucky candidate will win a 7-day, 6-night stay for two at the brand new Embassy Suites by Hilton Aruba Resort, located right by the prestigious Eagle Beach, which is ranked the second best beach in the world by TripAdvisor. So there you go. Want an easy job? Being a weather person, and you get a trip paid for to go to Aruba. Just as long as you go before the hurricane season. The psychology expert in Finland says, "Hey, Finland is the number one happiest country in the world. Three things we never do." I'll tell you right after Traffic on the Fives.
Roads are looking good. No slowdowns to report. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So the psychology expert in Finland, which is ranked the number one happiest country in the world, says there's three things that we just never do. One, we don't compare ourselves to our neighbors. Okay, so they're basically saying they have a saying in Finnish that equates to don't compare or brag about your happiness. So don't compare your happiness to others. Don't brag about your happiness to others. Okay, interesting. They said they really take it to heart, especially when it comes to material things and overt displays of wealth. Then they said, focus instead on what makes you happy and less on looking like you're happy or successful. Then, number two thing that the Finns don't do very often, they don't overlook the benefits of nature. According to a 2021 survey, 87% of Finns feel that nature is important to them. And in fact, employees in Finland are entitled to 4 weeks of summer holiday every year. And many of them go out to the countryside where there is no electricity or even running water in a house. That's a little much. Gotta have some running water. Electricity I could probably do without for a while. Just take a break from that. I love being out in the mountains and used to love doing that. I could do that again. Just go out there, no electricity. Get up, you know, cut the cell phone off. But running water, oh boy, that's a big blessing. Number three thing that the Finns don't do in the happiest country of the world, they don't break the community circle of trust. Research shows that the higher levels of trust within a country, the happier the citizens are. What does this mean? I didn't know. I was like, what the heck does that mean? I had to look it up more. A lost wallet experiment of 2022 tested the honesty of citizens. They dropped 192 wallets in 16 cities around the world. The city of Helsinki, which is the capital of Finland, 11 out of the 12 wallets were returned to the owner. Oh, so the Finnish people tend to trust each other and value honesty. And so they said, this research shows the higher level of trust you have in your country, well, I'm sure it would be community in general, right? So it doesn't have to be the whole country. Like, I would, if I dropped a wallet, my sense of feeling like it would be returned in a place like New Orleans compared to a place like, I don't know, the mall, University Mall. Like, which was it? I'd feel more likely that my wallet would be returned to me University Mall than New Orleans. New York City, I ain't ever getting that wallet back. Like, I have no trust in that city. I don't know a city I would. Maybe Indianapolis. See, I feel like if I dropped a wallet in Indianapolis, somebody might return it to me.
I'm thinking like small towns too. Like if you dropped it in like Fairhope,
yep,
they would track you down so quick, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, good point there too. Compared to like maybe downtown Pensacola, compared to some
or Mobile.
Other place. Yeah. Mobile. Yeah. But downtown Mobile, downtown Pensacola, I'm not getting that wallet back. Maybe like you're saying, you go out to Milton or even as far as Crestview or something, Cantonment, I might get that wallet back. So trust in the community being a big factor. I'm just looking at this. Trust in the community. Don't overlook the benefits of nature and don't compare ourselves to our neighbors. All sound very un-American. Sounds terrible, but it's true. Like, I don't know about this. Speaking of trust, there's a new lawsuit against the NFL Films that apparently they've been cataloging lewd shots of women at games. Cataloging them. They have like timestamps in their video footage that have descriptions including cheerleaders' buttocks, female fan in bikini top, naughty camera work, or shot of endowed woman. Things like that. NFL spokesperson says, no. These are images marked as sensitive to ensure that we don't use them in future content. Sure. Or as Gracie says, no. These will never get out to the public. These are for private viewing only. Creepy.